Hey everyone, it's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here at Hungry Land with Jamie and Mikey. Hello guys.
Hey Lise.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, I am so hungry. I cannot wait to eat today. Are you hungry?
I'm very hungry. Always hungry.
Mikey.
Mikey, you did all the shopping.
I did.
And you have visited not just one, not just two, but two and a half Walmarts.
Two and a half Walmarts.
To get this Walmart summer haul. Mm-hmm.
What's the half?
Online.
Oh.
That's really two.
I thought you like dipped your toe into a Walmart.
Well, going through the online store is actually harder than actually walking the aisles.
Did you have it mailed to you or like delivered?
Yeah, mailed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. This is a true Walmart haul. So we have a whole bunch of exciting things. How do you feel? How do you feel you did?
I think I did really well. I think it's going to be a good haul.
It looked good just from like looking at the spread of food on the table.
Yeah, I'm trying to eye some of it right now. All right. So I'm very eager to jump in. Tell me what you've got. Breaking
news. All right. Have you ever thought of if Sprite and tea together would taste good?
No.
Never thought it.
Well, okay. Well, I guess you're going to have to try it at some point because Sprite just came out with Sprite plus tea. So it's literally what it sounds like. It's the lemon lime drink with tea mixed into it. And it comes in regular, you know, the regular with sugar, whatever, 100 calories. And then they have the zero sugar version. And it is on shelves now until October. And apparently this is all from a viral TikTok thing that people were doing.
Oh, so they were doing, because it's like a fizzy Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
Basically.
Basically, yeah. And so Sprite was like, well, if people are doing this, we might as well come out with our actual version of it.
It's weird. Look at the bottle. It looks like it says Sprite Flea.
Yeah, totally.
Instead of Sprite plus tea. I don't know. We don't have it here, but.
Yeah, I would like to try it. So we have until October. So maybe the next haul, I will be able to find it.
I would totally try that.
I think and it they sounds have a zero really sugar. Good. And I love that the company did that they jumped on.
I literally thought there was a dog at my leg and it was Jamie shaking her foot on my knee.
That's so funny.
Like, oh my goodness.
I love that they took a viral trend that people were concocting and said, we're going to put this out. Like that is just smart that they did that.
I agree. I think a lot of people are doing that now because of TikTok. Thanks to TikTok.
Can I tell you real quickly what my favorite sweet tea situation is? I'm not usually a tea person.
Yes.
Ultima Replenishers has a black, they have like a new tea assortment and the best one by far is black tea with lemon. It is the most amazing. It's almost like an Arnold Palmer, but not quite as much lemon. It's so good.
Yeah. I love very lemony tea.
It's so good. Okay. Moving on.
Okay. And this is a great one. And I know Lisa's going to be excited for this. Blue Diamond.
Blue Diamond Phillips.
Yeah, that joke will last forever. People are probably sick of it by now, but I love it. Blue Diamond, the almond company, has teamed up with 7-Eleven to create cherry Slurpee flavored almonds.
What?
That is not a typo. They're available right now for a limited time at 7-Eleven. So I'm going to go to a 7-Eleven soon, find them, and then Lisa, hopefully you'll be able to make a cool video with them.
Sounds a little scary to me.
Yeah, but they're going to be great.
You think?
I think so.
Well, cherry almond, that's a good combination, but somehow I think a Slurpee is, it's kind of tart. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering what the almonds will taste like.
Yeah.
I can't wait to try them.
Yeah, I think they're going to be great.
When's the last time you had a Slurpee?
Long time. But they did, you know, every now and then, if there's like a sugar-free Slurpee flavor, I'll like have some, but it's not, I would much prefer an icy.
Do like they still do the thing where you can bring in your shoe and have it filled up with Slurpee?
What?
It's like anything but a cup day where you can bring in like a purse, you can bring in a bowl, you can bring in.
All right. I would much rather bring in a bowl than a shoe. Who drinks a Slurpee out of their shoe? That's not a thing.
Well, it's, I think it, let me look.
I don't understand. Please look. People would bring their shoes in. Well, not sandals, hopefully.
Well, the idea is
because
just
everything
anything
would just fall out.
Yeah.
I mean,
right. High top
said,
might be best.
Yeah.
A shoe. I would put foil. I'd buy a new high top, put foil in it, then go to 7-Eleven. Yeah. Still terrible.
Yeah.
37, anything but a cup ideas for your party. Oh, it's like a thing, but I didn't know.
No,
if it was like
it's on 7-Eleven day. Like it must be on 7-Eleven.
When is anything but a cup day at 7-Eleven? 7-Eleven's Bring Your Own Cup Day, BYOC, is held in April on a Saturday. I don't know. Should I look up photos? This is
okay.
This is
I love that I turned Bring Your Own Cup into anything but a cup.
But look at these people. They brought a kiddie pool.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
See? And bring your own vehicle.
Bring your own
vessel.
Cup. Wait, this person did. They took. Look what they. This is ridiculous. How did I not know about this? But they're bringing. So the thing is, you can bring. This person brought a boot that was like over the knee. That's kind of fun. Look at this kid. That's crazy. All right. I didn't know. Good idea. What if you bring it there? Will they fill it with almonds? Probably not. Okay. All right. Are we ready to start chewing?
We are.
Let's chew.
Okay. Jumping right in. First up, we have Market Side Slow Braised Pork Carnitas with Juices. Wow. It's called with Pork juices. Carnitas with Juices.
Feels early in the morning for pork carnitas, yeah. But
yeah. And there are a lot of juices. Brunch.
So I'm going to... This was this really...
Is, wait, it's a ready-to-eat thing. It came in the fridge and you just heated it? Is that what happened?
Yeah, I heated it in the micro. And it, you know, it's supposed to pull it apart. It was really hard to pull the pork like, apart.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like it's supposed to be like a pulled pork situation, but they're more like hunks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I couldn't pull them apart.
Did you ever see the movie Hunk?
Oh, yeah. Remember that movie?
No, these hunks are too large. I'm going to take the first hunk.
Yeah, just take one and don't feel it. There's probably fat on them, some of them, too.
Yeah. Oh, here. This is for you, Jamie. The fork. This is an unused.
Wait, Lisa, did you ever see the movie Hunk from the 80s?
No. I don't. Like, what was...
It's pretty classic 80s movie.
I love 80s movies. What was it about?
It's about this, like, nerdy guy that, like, magically, like, some, like, witch or something turns him into a hunk.
Doesn't he sell his soul to the devil?
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. He does.
Wait, who starred in it?
Oh, I don't remember.
Wait, Mike, just
let's eat the hunk.
Okay. That's really salty, right?
Very salty.
But sweet, too.
I don't like the texture either.
No?
It's weird to me.
Actually, my piece is pretty soft, but I'm noticing a lot of salt. What's the sodium?
600 for 3 ounces.
Maybe it's me.
No, I taste a lot of salt, too.
It's also sweet to me.
I like it.
Well, so the seasoning rub that is on this is sugar, salt, yeast extract, spices, garlic, orange peel, onion, or onion powder.
Okay.
So that's probably...
It's only 1 gram of sugar, though.
I like it.
I like the flavor. I don't like the texture.
Okay.
I think maybe you have a bad piece.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because
yeah.
Mine's pretty soft.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, this is ready to heat. You microwave it for 2 to 3 minutes. It's in the fridge section. It's a Walmart exclusive, and 3 ounces has 110 calories, 4.5 grams of fat. Not bad at all. 3 Weight Watcher points. It's Market Side Slow Braised Pork Carnitas with Juices.
Yeah, Market Side is like their fridge section.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Kevin's.
It's like Kevin's, yeah. Or like at Aldi, it's... Park Street Deli.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Spoiler alert, we may have some Kevins later in the episode.
Ooh. Okay, next up we have Market Side Orange Chicken. This is another similarly refrigerated chicken, meat item. I'm excited about this one.
You had 2 options to cook it. One was in the microwave, one was in the air fryer.
Okay.
I air fried it.
You can also bake
it.
It gives directions.
It was really crispy when I...
Oh, is it like
No, it doesn't say microwave. It says air fryer or oven.
Or oven. Okay, I air fried it. So I don't know. Hopefully it's still crispy, but it was really crispy when I took it out of the air fryer.
Yeah, this is tempura fried white chicken meat with an orange sauce.
This looks great. Yeah, oh my God. Does this have decent calories? Because this looks amazing.
Yeah, actually shockingly
low
fat.
All right, let's talk about what the... Ooh, that's like restaurant Chinese food.
Yeah.
Mmm,
that is so sweet, but I'm not used to it.
It's so good.
And you can control the sauce. So the sauce comes in a pouch and you pour it over.
I love controllable sauce. Yeah.
So like you could put it as a dip and just lightly dip it, you know?
Yeah,
I'm having the best day
right now. That's quite good. Oh, is it us?
Yes. Oh my God, I'm in love with that.
Yeah, and 4 ounces, 150 calories, 2 grams of fat, 5 Weight Watcher points. Ready to heat, bake or air fry, Walmart exclusive.
And it looks like white meat chicken, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's what you said, right?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's super yummy. Even though it's not crispy, it's kind of like satisfyingly like breaded.
Yeah, it's never, you know, the saucy chicken you get that's breaded in Chinese restaurants, it's never really crispy because it sits in the sauce, but I don't know, I love it.
If we had it right out of the air fryer, I saw it, it would have been crispy. Yeah, but you know, it's been sitting for 5 minutes or so.
Yeah, that's very good. Market Side Orange Chicken in the fridge.
I'm eating everything. Next up, we have Kevin's Natural Foods. There's Kevin now. Paleo. It's a paleo product. honey garlic beef. Beef strips with a soy-free honey garlic sauce. Very exciting.
Oh. Looks really good. I didn't put sesames on it. I see sesames on the picture.
Wait, did it come with sesame seeds?
No, it didn't say
it's
to put
like
sesame.
A serving
it's a garnish,
suggestion?
Yeah. Oh, this looks good.
Wow.
I think they said this is top sirloin.
All I know is Jamie might think it's super sweet because it's sweeter than the last one.
Yeah.
But
it's
oh, wow.
Really oh, it's good. Spicy.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to kick. This might be the best Kevin's ever.
I love that.
Very wow. sweet.
What is it sweetened with? It feels like it's naturally sweetened.
Well, I think it's the honey.
But isn't it? It tastes almost more. Like it has stevia.
So it's oh. beef sirloin and beef broth mm-hmm. cooked out as a result of the sous vide process. You rarely see that level of detail in the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Honey garlic sauce, coconut aminos, which is coconut nectar, right. coconut sugar, mm-hmm. vinegar, honey, orange juice concentrate. Monk fruit is the last yeah. ingredient, but it's the very last.
Okay. It just tastes a little mm-hmm. like it's not 100%. No. That's what pushed it over the edge, but mm-hmm. it's good, really good.
I feel like the garlic balances out the sweetness nicely.
It's delicious.
Yeah, another low-fat one, 150 calories, 2.5 grams of fat, 20 grams of protein, 3 Weight Watcher points. And this one is at Walmart and some other grocery stores, too. Kevin's Paleo Honey Garlic Beef.
Beautiful. Next up, we have Better Goods gluten-free Mexican style casserole. So this is their frozen stuff.
Yes.
It's like their version of like healthy
yeah.
choice
well,
or
Better Goods
Lean Cuisine
is,
or something. To
Better Goods is comparable to like Target's. What is that like Market Pantry? Not Market Pantry. No. Not Favorite Day. Basically, it's a whole line of.
Is it all freezer?
No, mm-hmm. it's not all freezer. It's
oh,
like other,
meals?
It's
Oh, I know what you mean.
It's their like healthier.
Oh, it's their healthier line. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. So it says made without artificial ingredients and flavors. It's gluten free. Made with organic black beans and corn.
So far, I'm loving all this stuff. And I don't know mm-hmm. if it's because oh. I haven't like eaten anything at all today and I'm very hungry.
Have you not eaten not one bite of food before this?
Not one bite.
I've wow. eaten so many.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you must have been up early.
Well, I had breakfast and second breakfast, and I definitely did not get up earlier
Wait,
than you.
Wait, you had breakfast and second breakfast
yeah.
before
I mean, I'm not hungry
form.
Now.
I wish I could say that.
But if I didn't eat second breakfast, I would be so hungry for this.
Mm. Wait, what is this? I know I just announced it, but
Mexican-style casserole.
Oh, so to me, that's such like a generic thing to say. It looks like layers of tortillas, right?
Yeah, made with
and
organic
beans.
Black beans, corn.
Oh.
It looks like refried beans, too, mm. right?
Wait, says, no, that's like a corn polenta.
It
oh.
says
it's
layered
like a corn meal.
Layered
situation.
With organic black beans, corn, and masa before mm-hmm. being topped with a rich enchilada sauce and natural cheeses for traditional Southwest style flavor.
Whoa. Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
That whole thing has oh. only 240 calories.
What? Come on.
Okay, wait.
Wow.
It is weirdly high in fat, though.
Really?
Wow.
19 wait. Grams.
What? What's 19 times 9, Jamie?
It's got to be like close to 200.
What could have all the fat?
171.
Hold on.
How is that possible?
Let's do the math.
That's got to be a mistake. 11 okay. grams of protein.
Well,
that's four,
already
right?
too many. All right, let's do a little math. 19 times 9 is?
170. What did I say? 177. I mean, so I got up to 221 when I just added.
Right. So this has got to be wrong. It's totally wrong.
Okay, wait.
Okay.
Let's look. Go ahead. Let's do
let's
it.
Let's do all the math.
Okay. So first have... we have the calories from fat.
Right.
is going to be 171.
Okay. Now, 23 carbs. So 23 times 4.
Wait, but how much fiber? Because they can subtract that.
Right. We'll do it's okay. So let's do 23 minus 6, which is 17 times 4.
Okay. 171 plus. Sorry. Okay. Wait. 17 times
4.
Was 68 plus 171.
11, yeah.
So now we're at 239.
Okay. And now 11 grams of protein.
Yeah. 239.
There's a mistake. Hopefully it's in the fat. So it's 11
yeah.
times 4.
Well,
it's got to be. There's no way there's that much. It doesn't taste fat.
And there's not
fatty.
Many things in here that could have fat in it, except for the cheese.
Which it did not seem like a lot of cheese, by the
way. The masa, like the corn, it might be just like fatty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but that is delicious.
It's delicious, but I'm a little worried about them.
Yeah, the stats
well,
being off.
So the stats would be what? It would be still under 300.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Totally worth it.
And
yum.
We probably could make a Hungry Girl recipe out of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy.
Erin, are you listening?
Like,
get on it.
I don't know much about masa. But
yeah,
it's good.
True. But that, I mean, I feel like cornmeal, you could kind of play with the same flavor profile.
Exactly.
This has 8 Weight Watcher points. We already talked about all the stats. Better Goods gluten-free Mexican style casserole, and this one is in the freezer, and you know it's a Walmart exclusive. Is everything a Walmart? No.
You got Kevin's.
Maybe Kevin's.
A few others coming up that are not.
Ooh, look at this.
Here's another Better Goods item. Better Goods beef bulgogi or bulgogi. I don't know how to say it. Empanadas. So that's like a nice crossover.
They're not as big as I thought they were going to be.
Oh, yeah. So I have to share.
I have to share some commentary.
Okay.
Tana says, I'm not trying to call out Mike for typos, but this product was initially written as beef instead of beef, and I initially thought it was a new vegetarian beef swap like That's chicken hysterical. Or Beth.
I was just trying to,
keep her on her toes.
Yeah, keep her on her toes, cause some controversy. I tried to cut this into threes, but beef. I really didn't
beef.
Get it.
No,
you want a whole one?
I want the other one. Okay. I'm not going to eat the whole one, but I'll bite it.
Yeah. Okay, so Jamie, here's yours.
I want the whole experience.
This looks good.
And all that for you. Oh, it's a hot plate, so don't touch it.
It's okay. Okay, let's see what this is. So this is an empanada. So each empanada is 80 calories, and it looks like a big wonton.
And I air fried it.
It doesn't look huge.
I have questions.
That has good flavor, though.
Mm-hmm.
What is with my taste buds today? That is so sweet to me.
It is very sweet.
Mm-hmm. But it only has 4 grams of sugar.
What's it sweetened with? I'm just eating everything on my plate.
That was excellent. I really like that a lot.
I like that a lot, but I feel like
brown sugar.
I would want to eat like at least 3 of those.
I think the sweetness would keep you from eating more than that. And even so, they're only 80 calories a piece. I mean, that is really good.
But would 3 of them fill you up? I don't know. I think it's good. Very good.
Yeah, I don't know if 3 would.
That is delicious. Mm-hmm. This is a very delicious haul.
How many grams of fat in that?
Second breakfast was a mistake.
Six grams for 2 pieces.
Hmm. That's not bad.
Yeah, 6 grams of protein, 5 Weight Watcher points.
That is very good. Really super garlicky. Mm-hmm. If you like garlic, you'll love it. Next up, we have something to drink. This is Red Bull Zero. It's obviously a shelf-stable product. Question, how is this different from other... like
sugar-free.
Yeah, Red Bull.
It is sweetened with monk fruit extract and B group vitamins.
Oh, so it's like a healthier Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm assuming the other ones are like sucralose or something maybe.
Yeah. Okay, can I tell you why I'm really intrigued by this product? Because I've become obsessed with, there's a lot of creators on TikTok that now like, they're always drinking this big, delicious looking something in a cup with ice.
The good ice.
And it, typically, like, it's like a Red Bull with some kind of a syrup. It's like an Italian soda, and they make a dirty version of it with a little bit of milk. So I want to see if I could enjoy this.
Before I pop the cap, which is my favorite thing, look at the tab. How fancy is that?
Oh, it has the, it's the shape of the bowl.
Yeah, the logo is actually etched. Not etched. It's like, what do you call it?
It's
like
cut
popped
out.
Cut out, yeah.
Wow, so you know so how cool. The top of a soda can has like a circular thing you put your finger under?
Yeah.
This one's shaped like a bowl.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm. All right, ready, guys?
Yep.
That was disappointing.
Not so fizzy, but a good pop.
Yeah. I didn't know. Is Red Bull, I guess it is a sparkling.
That's yeah. Funny. What flavor? So this is like regular Red Bull flavor?
No, that's a special flavor too, I think.
What flavor is it? Because I don't see it.
I don't see a flavor.
Oh, maybe not. Okay.
I see no flavor.
Never mind.
Oh, it smells like Red Bull, which smells like
It smells Pez. Alcoholic to me. Why
it smells
that?
Like Pez.
Sweet.
It's super sweet. It's too sweet.
It's not for me.
But like if you put this... I don't know, with like lemon juice or something. I don't know. It's just too sweet.
Do you know what regular Red Bull tastes like? Does that taste like regular Red Bull?
To me, it does. Does it taste like
I've never had Red Bull.
Really?
Yeah.
I have. I don't love it.
Well, so then that means if you like Red Bull and you're looking for a healthier alternative, you might love this.
Exactly.
Okay.
And credit to them for making that. But I did see some, does this have taurine? I was reading some new research about taurine saying it's not good for you. But
this also has erythritol in it too.
I haven't
and it does have taurine.
So interesting. Okay.
So this has 10 calories, not bad at all for a 12-ounce can. Red Bull Zero.
Next up, another Better Goods item. This is Better Goods California Sourdough Sweet Onion Flatbread Cracker Bites.
Wow. That name is a lot to live up to.
They smell really good.
They do smell good. I love sweet onion anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And sourdough. Ooh. Sounds exciting.
I don't get any sourdough.
I don't get any flavor.
I get very little onion.
It comes in a little after.
I like the mild oniony. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just tastes like a delicious, slightly sweet cracker to me. Like a flatbread.
To me, it's a little more oniony than sweet, but mm-hmm. it's not overly anything. But it's not bad.
Yeah.
How many do you get?
You get, let's see.
It doesn't tell you. It says 1 ounce. Oh, boy.
1 ounce, but there's 7 per container, so it seems like quite a bit.
7 servings
correct.
Per container.
Mm, 80 calories, though. Only 80 calories. 1 gram of fat, 2 grams of protein, 2 Weight Watcher points.
I think they're pretty good.
I do, too.
I would put, like, smoked salmon on that. Yeah.
Oh, that's what's on the picture. Look.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Or is that prosciutto? No.
I think on this side, over here, there is smoked salmon.
Where? Oh, yeah. There's smoked mm-hmm. salmon. Yeah.
They know
good.
What's
they
up.
They heard me.
Take another one for our next item.
Okay. Well, I have some left, but okay. Yeah.
What? For this next item? Mm. Really?
Well, do you have to finish off this one first?
I don't know. Next item is Smash Kitchen. Smash Kitchen. Is that a Walmart brand? I don't know.
It does say it's exclusively at Walmart. I don't know that it's necessarily a Walmart brand.
Okay. Smash Kitchen Organic Hot Honey Ketchup. Ooh, I took a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Wow. I don't know.
I'm going to use my chip.
I'm going to use my empanada.
I'm going to use my tongue. Oh, that's good.
Oh, wow.
That is good.
Mm.
Wow.
That would be, and it's
that
hot.
Is the most perfect execution of a product.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Like,
I'd put that on my fries all day long.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm. It's got to be a ton of sugar.
Not terrible. 4 grams for a tablespoon. Mm. So a tablespoon has 25 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 1 Weight Watcher point. They said it's medium heat, 2 out of 3 flames. That's accurate.
Yeah. It's pretty hot. You have to, if you don't like spicy food, you would not like this, but I love it.
I can't believe how much I love that.
Mm.
Smash Kitchen Organic Hot Honey Ketchup.
Yum. And this is exclusive at Walmart.
Yes.
That's nice.
This next one's so funny looking.
This next
one,
I know.
Please talk about it. You have to take a picture with this.
Yeah, I'm going to take a picture with it. It's very strange. I saw it sitting on the table. I thought it was medicine. I was like, oh, Mike, are you okay? Frank's Red Hot Squeeze Korean barbecue sauce. So it must be something you only need a tiny bit of because mm-hmm. it looks like a little medicine eyedropper situation.
I think, or maybe they're just trying to test it and get people to.
You think?
Yeah, I think it probably.
Well, let's see what the serving size is. It doesn't even say.
No. So we had to look them up online. Yeah, because there is a bottle online that's bigger.
Squeeze with ease.
So according to a third party, a tablespoon has 40 calories, 8 grams of sugar, 3 Weight Watcher points.
Oh. Hmm.
It's pretty.
That's good.
It's pretty good.
I like it. I would like that. On some kind of a wonton Ooh. Or a dumpling situation. I think a little goes
wow.
a long way.
Yeah.
It kind of
goes a very long way.
Do you kind of have a similar taste for that beef bulgogi and empanada?
It tastes a little like Asian inspired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which.
Well, Korean barbecue.
Korean barbecue. Yeah.
That's
right.
Excellent.
It does taste like Korean barbecue.
Yeah.
But in a good way.
And
like
I do think that
possible.
Tablespoon would go a long way, especially in that squeeze bottle. Mm-hmm. Like just. Oh,
I would mix it with soy sauce.
Am I crazy? I'm crazy. I think it would be good on that Mexican casserole.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yes. I don't know. Maybe. Wait, which is, well, because it was Korean and Mexican, wasn't it? No, which was the one that was?
Empanada. Well, empanada.
No, it would be good on the empanadas. That's what it would be good on.
Yes.
I think. Because the Mexican casserole is, well, and I don't know, whatever. You can put it on whatever you want.
Yeah.
But the empanada already has like a, I don't know.
Well, whatever. I'm going to try it with the Mexican casserole right now.
Try it.
So I have a little bit
I mean, it'll make anything taste good.
Although it's mostly cheap.
If you like sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Good?
Yeah, it's great.
I want to put it on anything.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm going to try it on this cracker.
Frank's Red Hot Squeeze Korean barbecue sauce. I feel like there might be more in this line. Frank's Red Hot recently came out with just a ton of new products. Okay, squeeze sauces. These are the other squeeze sauces. We've got burger squeeze sauce.
What's that?
It looks like a creamy.
Oh, like secret, like a special sauce, like McDonald's. Mm-hmm.
And then there's a creamy buffalo. And then there's a hot honey. Shocker. And then a sriracha.
Hmm. I want them all.
I want a variety pack of those little ones.
Me too. Okay, next up. Oh, back after all this, back to breakfast. Made Good Mornings. That's I would highly doubt that this is a Walmart exclusive, but I'm sure it's yummy because we love Made Good. Made Good Mornings organic baked oat cups in apple crumble, So this is already pre-made shelf stable?
Yeah.
Or is it?
Is this not just a muffin?
Oh, wait a minute. It says baked oat cups.
But that's what they're calling it, but it's a muffin.
Looks like an apple muffin.
Yeah.
And then if we can do them both together if you want. We also have the other flavor, the chocolate chip, which is our next one in line.
Oh, let's do them both.
Yeah.
So these are muffins, everybody. I don't know why they're trying to disguise them as oat cups.
Oh, they're tiny.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, I mean, they're 140 calories.
And get a cup.
Oh, look how cute they are.
Aww.
Oh, my God. Wait, that's 140 calories.
Yeah.
It looks dense, though.
Wait a minute. That is tiny. Well, that one's smaller than that one.
Mm, it smells delightful.
They're probably meant to be the same
smell
size.
Smell this wrapper. Apple crumble.
Ooh, it smells like a candle.
It needs
you
to
need
be a
to
candle.
Be, make that a candle.
Immediately.
I mean that in a good way.
Oh, no, for sure. It smells like
I don't
a
have
delicious
a clean
candle.
Plate, so I'm going to leave it like that so we
okay.
can.
Okay. I'll try the apple first because I don't want to have chocolate. And that's all right. It's just.
My morning would be made good.
I got it. Oh, yeah, because it has
chocolate on
yeah.
it.
But I feel like I might need a few of these.
Yeah. I know. It looks tiny. Is this the apple?
I got a good feeling, though.
Too apple-y.
Oh, interesting. Too apple-y?
Yeah, it's like fake apple to me.
Huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A little.
Made goods usually so solid.
Well, let's there are apple pieces in there. I can see them.
Here's the thing. To me, the apple flavor is a little too intense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little, in general, if this is called an oat cup, what I would have liked to have seen is less like compact, super sweet muffin.
Mm-hmm.
More oats, less sweet.
Yeah.
I hear you.
It feels like it misses the mark a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you some interesting facts. So the second ingredient after the gluten-free oat blend is date paste, which I think is contributing to that, like, yeah. Here. Invert corn syrup. That's interesting. Apple puree, but it is like many made good products infused with vegetable extracts.
Mm-hmm.
Shiitake mushroom, spinach, beet, broccoli. It's a good source of fiber. Do you think kids would like these?
Is that banana?
I don't know. It's weird.
The second one we're on
is that banana chocolate?
Oh, yeah.
Banana chocolate chip.
Banana chocolate chip.
Fake banana.
I
banana
can smell
runs.
It from here.
I love made good. I feel like these are not quite as fantastic as all their other products.
Wait, they have another Made Good Morning product that we flipped over. The bars. Do you remember the Made Good Morning
them.
Bars?
Mm-hmm.
Those were amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, but kids might like these.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, one oat cup, 140 calories, 5 Weight Watcher points at Walmart, Sprouts, CVS, and other retailers.
I thought you said CBS. I was like, turn on channel 2 right now. Okay, next up, Jamba fruit flavored snacks. So this is like a Jamba juice.
They look like gummies.
Licensing deal.
Yeah, they
look like fruit snacks with the Jamba juice, the Jamba name on it.
Yes,
so that's kind of fun. Smoothie. They're smoothie inspired flavors. So mango, agogo, and what else? Or is there?
And then we got strawberry Surf Rider. So they're both on your sheet there, but they're on separate lines.
Got it.
We'll do them together.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so
mango sounds good.
Here's mango agogo.
Okay.
They come in different colors.
Oh,
I do like that name. The flavors are mango, pineapple, orange, and passion fruit.
All right, you know what this tastes like? Do you remember Tropical Lifesavers from back in the
day? Yeah,
yes.
Those are the best.
This tastes just like that. Mm-hmm.
Let's try Strawberry Surf Rider.
Mm-hmm.
This one is strawberry, peach, lemonade, and lime sherbet.
Where's the peach?
That is so good.
So, like, for the full effect, do you need to eat them all at once to get the full effect of the smoothie flavor?
It's a good question. No, I just like them. I don't think you do, but maybe.
They're a good source of vitamin C. They're available at Walmart, other grocery stores, and online at Amazon. 110 calories per pouch, which they boast is like 50% more than the average pouch. 110 calories, 17 grams of sugar, 7 Weight Watcher points. I mean, these are gummies. These are fruit gummies.
Wait, they're saying 110 calories for it. It's how much more than the contents of other pouches?
So I think the average pouch is 0.8 ounces, and mm-hmm. these are more like 1.6.
Right. And other pouches usually have 80 calories, so it probably makes mm-hmm. sense.
That's probably why they're calling that out.
Probably. Yeah. No, they're tasty. Mm-hmm. I don't use that word often in speech. Usually mm-hmm. I write it, but they're tasty.
There needs to be more words for tasty and delicious that are not as pretentious as like delectable.
I agree. Mm-hmm. We should make some up.
Yes.
Yeah. That'll be an assignment.
Let's make fetch happen.
All right. Next up, Yum Mallow dehydrated marshmallows, vanilla flavored. So are these like Lucky
like
Charms?
Freeze dried?
Are they these are freeze Lucky dried. Charms? So they're good for like hot cocoa mm-hmm. or coffee.
And it says a product of Spain. I didn't see these when we were in Spain.
Wow.
You didn't see these. They must
they're
not exist.
They're kind of small, Mike. Maybe that's why you missed it. 20 calories. For 10 servings, 10. Wow. Let's see. This looks fun. Ooh.
They're so good.
I love them. They're way better than Lucky Charms mm-hmm. marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, they're so vanilla-y.
Yeah, those are great.
Mm.
I wonder what other flavors they come in. Let's see.
I'm in love with these.
Mm-hmm. I had a feeling
you would
be. I'm
going to put them in the Ninja Creamy.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
Mm.
You can make a Rocky
mm-hmm.
Road.
Mm-hmm.
Would they just like go away and just be sweetness?
Yes, but I want to do them after. I want to spin them in like
an inclusion.
Yes, there's a special setting for that.
Would they be good in oatmeal? Would they be good in yogurt?
I think they would. I think they'd be good in all of those things.
All right, you have to leave a review because at Walmart, they only have 2.2 stars.
What?
Out of 33 ratings.
Wait, what are people saying?
Hang on, people. Let's see what they're saying.
Those people are bad sports. And they didn't know what they were in for. They probably wanted real marshmallows.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first one I see says, don't listen to the negative reviews. How does this have so many bad reviews? Okay. Yeah. Got these to add to cereal. Kids said they were too hard to chew.
Huh? They're like little chiclet.
Well,
size.
In fairness, we have not tried them in cereal, but
that's true.
Whatever. I hate these kind of reviews. It makes me so upset.
What did they say? Like,
did not receive two of the three orders. Charged for three. They were to be a Christmas present. Really, Nancy?
They were to be a Christmas present.
But it's like, that's not there shouldn't be reviews on the delivery.
I know, I agree.
That should go to the Walmart.
Well,
that's
but it is on the Walmart website.
Okay.
This person said not dehydrated at all, just regular marshmallows that taste like butter popcorn.
That's not true.
That is so false. Maybe her bag was damaged. But it's like saying, you know, when you look at like Yelp reviews for a restaurant, it was like my parking valet ticket was lost blah, blah. Like, it's like, no, that has nothing to do with anything. Anyway. Okay.
All right. You should leave a review. These are gluten-free, non-GMO. Oh, good in cocoa. Ooh.
Yeah. That was my first go-to.
Yes. At Walmart, online on Amazon. 20 calories for 2 tablespoons. That is not bad at all.
Mm-mm.
1 Weight Watcher point. I think that is a hit.
I once ordered a similar product on Amazon, and this is way better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next up. Better Good soft-baked berry chantilly cake cookies. Ooh.
Cakeys, as we call them.
Yes, we do.
Now, when I first saw them, it says 60 calories a cookie. I thought, this has got to be great. Like, it's a great, you know, hunger girl.
They look big.
The cookies are kind of, and they looked big on the box.
They look really big on the box.
Yeah, they're not as big as
small.
I thought. They're not small.
What do you mean?
But for 60 calories,
No, I feel like that's totally good for 60 calories.
It's okay.
Wait, let me.
Here.
There we go.
I can't wait to try my chantilly cookie. What is this is pretty dense, too.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. Okay, I'm going
to what's in, is it chocolate? Like, what are the flavors?
Let's see.
It's a blueberry and...
It smells like marzipan.
Made with real strawberries and blueberries.
Smells like marzipan.
Oh, my. Wow.
Soft baked.
Okay.
Where have chantilly cookies been all my life?
These are really, really great.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
There's like a drizzle of like, is it vanilla?
It's more like, it's probably like powdered sugar mixed mm-hmm. with water or something. First of all, I would want this like in yogurt or ice cream or something.
Mm.
The texture, it is like a cake or a cookie mm-hmm. and a cookie had a baby.
Wow.
That's like the best thing ever.
Yeah.
I wonder what other varieties the soft baked, let's see, cakeys come in.
Oh my God, I want another little bite.
Hang on, I want to find out if there are more flavors.
Those are amazing.
Yeah. Wow.
Wait, are these actually good for us? Like, what's going on?
Well, it's the real fruit, I think, is the better for you part.
They're better good.
Mmm.
Why can't I remember?
Okay, there's a cinnamon roll flavor.
Whoa.
They just call them cinnamon roll cookies.
Yum.
But they're soft baked. There's a lemon chiffon cookie, soft baked.
That's really, really sweet. How much sugar?
And then there's a wedding cookie.
Seven. They're really yummy. Seven grams added sugar, 7 grams of sugar.
All right. Ugh. Do you want to know the reviews situation?
Yeah.
Out of 122 ratings, 3.2.
Wait, 3.2 out of 4?
Out of 5.
What? Yeah. What are they saying? The box showed up empty. Mail carrier ate my cookies.
The reviews.
What are they saying?
Just no more.
That makes me angry.
I know. It's upsetting. Let's see.
Who are these people?
I see a lot of good ones.
Here's what I think needs to happen with reviews on the internet, why Jamie finds that. Reviews, let's say 5 years ago, a brand came out with a product that was like, just okay. But then they were like, oh, people just thought it was okay. And they came out with a new one that was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Those other reviews need to be wiped out because it's a new product, but they don't. Like, this could be the case. Like, maybe these were not good.
Well, then they're supposed to set up a new.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's you're jumping to conclusions.
This person says these are truly terrible.
What?
They taste like sugar, almond extract, and some kind of chemical. Maybe a floor cleaner of some sort.
What?
They are so bad, I got a sore throat from eating them.
What?
I'm pretty sure anonymous in VT that you just got a sore throat because you had a cold.
Anonymous in VT.
Was that written around 2020? Maybe they got COVID.
Maybe.
Possible.
No, it was 2025. Another person said these cookies are just awful. They taste medicinal.
Well, I understand that. I get it, but it is because there's a lot of almond extract in it.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are commenting.
Yeah, but I like them.
Yeah, I like them too.
I like them a lot.
All right.
Anyone saying they're good?
Yeah. Us.
I mean, they have a 3.2 out of 5, so there must be some good.
Well, I think that's what it is. It's a combination of 5 stars and 1 stars. Like, there's 44% of them are 5 star and 32% of them are 1 star.
So we can conclude that they are polarizing.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Excellent.
They have 60 calories, 1.5 grams of fat, 3 Weight Watcher points, 7 grams of sugar if you're interested. Walmart exclusive, Better Goods, soft baked berry. Chantilly. I love the way that sounds.
I love the name Chantilly.
Chantilly lace by the Big Bopper.
Pretty face.
All right.
So I know we're going to rate things, but why don't we talk about what we're giving away before we rate things?
Oh, okay.
And then people would stick around and listen to the ratings.
Yeah.
Probably. What are we giving away? Do we have anything to promote or anything to do?
We have a book.
Oh, yeah. Let's give away. Let's give away one copy of the Hungry Girl book. As the brand new sheet pan cookbook, which is not quite brand new, but it's fairly new.
Mm-hmm.
And then some other goodies. Okay. So we'll give away like a handful of prizes this week.
Yeah. So one big winner and then a couple smaller winners. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll autograph the book.
I've got a good thing they have to do.
Sure.
They have to tell a friend about the Hungry Girl podcast and then take a picture with said friend pointing at the friend. So we know this is not just a random picture of you and a friend.
Wow.
Take a picture of you pointing at them. As the friend you told about the Hungry Girl podcast and send it to Mikey. And you'll have a good chance because not as many people as usual will do that.
I'm going to add something in to make it less challenging.
Okay. Yep.
But in the same vein, your friend could also be a family member or a dog.
Oh, yeah. But make sure to point.
You have to point to the dog. The dog does not need to point to you. But the dog is not going to tune into the podcast, but that's okay. I love dogs.
They might listen.
Yeah, if they put on their Alexa or something.
All right,
all right. Text 805-380-8075.
Now I'm ready to rate.
Sure. All right. First up, in the fridge, Market Side slow-braised pork carnitas with juices.
8.
Nice.
I give that a solid 8. I liked it. Nice. A little salty, but 8.
Next on the list, we tried Market Side orange chicken, also in the fridge.
I'm giving that a 10.
Wow.
I'm still thinking about it. Still thinking about it.
All right. Then we tried Kevin's Paleo Honey Garlic Beef.
9.
Nice.
Solid. Love Kevin. He doesn't disappoint us.
Mm-mm. He really doesn't.
Never.
Moving on to Better Goods gluten-free Mexican style casserole.
That was pretty yummy, too. But that one had the confusing stats, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give that an 8.5.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Better Goods beef bulgogi empanadas.
Those were tasty, a little too garlicky, a little too on the, I don't know, too many calories side, but I still liked it. I'm going to give them a 7.5.
Cool.
Okie dokie. Next up, Red Bull Zero.
That's a toughie for me. I feel like I'll give it a 7. And the reason is because I am not a Red Bull drinker, and it was a little sweet. But if you love Red Bull and you're looking for something slightly better, I think you might rate it higher. Yeah.
Next on the list, Better Goods California Sourdough Sweet Onion Flatbread Cracker Bites.
7.5.
Nice.
Okay. They were solid. They were okay.
Okay, getting into the condiments. Smash Kitchen Organic Hot Honey Ketchup.
10.
Yay.
Wow.
That was really good ketchup.
Yeah. Exceptional.
Yeah. I mean, I love, this is yet another ketchup I'm going to add into my ketchup world, just that pickle, that pickle ketchup I love.
All right, next we tried Frank's Red Hot Squeeze Korean Barbecue Sauce.
That was cute. Do that again.
Squeeze.
8. I like it. And I do think it comes in a more normal looking package.
Yeah, a larger one. But, you know, without the flip cap, because it's got a, what kind of cap, Mike?
I don't know.
Squeeze.
He's like, I don't know.
I'm not
going to
say it.
All right. Next, we tried Made Good Mornings Organic Baked Oat Cups, a.k.a. muffins.
They are just too small, too sweet muffins. I'm giving those a 7.
All right. Then we tried Jamba Fruit Flavored Snacks. These were the smoothie-inspired fruit snacks.
Fun. I like that there's more in the pouch. I'll give those an 8.
Wait, since it says fruit flavored snacks, is that what it says on the package? Does that mean they're not fruit containing?
Probably.
Is there
anything?
There's got to be.
It says fruit pectin. Interesting. But that's the only thing with fruit.
Put it in yuca, see what happens.
Yeah. All right. Then we tried Yumallow dehydrated marshmallows.
I love those. I'm giving those an 8.5.
Wait, I want to see if they come in different flavors.
Good point.
Because when I first clicked on the link, I didn't see them, but it might just not be at Walmart.
Yeah, they had like chocolate ones.
They did?
They
no,
did?
Say if they did have chocolate ones, that'd be great.
I'm not seeing other flavors. They need to get on that. Maybe they're just testing the market first.
Mm-hmm. I know, but with reviews like that, we have to all get on and review them.
Yeah. I feel like,
what was the rating?
3.2. I feel like.
No, what was your rating?
Oh.
10?
No, I gave. Did I just give them a 9? I think
8.5, yeah.
Oh, 8.5? Yeah. Oh, sorry, 8.5. They're a true 8.5. Yeah.
Last on the list, Better Goods soft-baked berry chantilly cake cookies.
Another 8.5.
Yeah.
Right. I really like those chantilly cookies, and I feel bad about all the people that don't.
All right.
More for us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was a fun episode.
Yeah.
Great episode.
Good job, Mike. You did that yourself, Mike?
All by myself.
You went shopping with your little cart.
I actually went to 2.5 Walmarts.
Really?
Yeah, I had to go to the one by us, which does not have a great grocery section.
Right.
So then I went to the one in Porter Ranch, which has a great grocery section. Mm-hmm. And then I found a few things online.
2.5 Walmarts. Yeah. I was like, what is that half Walmart?
Online.
I was thinking, did he go back to the first one? No, he went online. That was smart. Well, good job. That was great. And that was fun.
So fun.
And you guys, remember to take a picture with you and your friend or your family member or your pet, pointing to them, telling them about the Hungry Girl podcast. Yep. And text Mike
805-380-8075.
You could win a fabulous prize. Excellent. I guess that's it. We're done.
That's all she wrote.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. And thank you, Jamie and Mikey.
You're welcome.
And I can't wait for the next episode.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.